For those millions who grew up listening to the Beatles, it's difficult for the date of December 8 to go by without feeling a twinge. People say I'm crazy. John Lennon was shot to death in front of his apartment building in New York City on December 8, 1980. The 23 years that have gone by since have only confirmed the Beatles as musicians and a cultural force, and reaffirmed the individual artistry, even genius, of John Lennon. A new DVD has come out in this season so that the MTV generation can see video along with some of John Lennon's best-known individual songs, those he did not make with George Harrison, Paul McCartney, and Ringo Starr. It's called Lennon Legend and contains both familiar and previously unreleased film footage and images of John Lennon as a child, an art student, a husband, a father, a Beatle, and an icon. Lennon Legend was put together by Yoko Ono, John Lennon's wife, his creative partner, and the power that today exerts close control over the use of his music, image, and memory. We visited Yoko Ono this week in that famous apartment in the Dakota on West 72nd Street, overlooking a John Lennon memorial spot in Central Park called Strawberry Fields. Her enormous apartment is suffused with sandalwood incense. Plush pastel Asian carpets roll over every inch. The tone is hushed. We sat in a dining room, hung with a Magritte, a Dali, and one of Andy Warhol's John Lennon portraits. Yoko Ono is now 70. She was barefoot, moved nimbly, and wore blue jeans and a black sweater. We're sitting here in the Dakota on December 2nd, 2003, and this time of year gets to an important date for people all over the world.
Yes, well, you know, it's a sad day, actually. But, well, I wouldn't say... Well, okay, well, it is a bit sad, isn't it?
Yeah. There are people who show up at Strawberry Fields and leave flowers and messages and prayer cards every day of the year.
Yes, they do, yeah. Well, John means a lot to a lot of people, yeah. And people like him for many different reasons. And he's very loving. And super intelligent, may I say.
Maybe I'm listening too carefully, and maybe I'm noticing too much, but you seem to speak of him in the present tense.
Oh, sometimes I do, okay.
That's okay, no, I don't mind.
No, it's just that, you know, his spirit, when I speak about his spirit, you know, what kind of spirit he is, of course I'm going to talk in present tense.
Photos of John Lennon. Many of him looking wry, floppy-haired, and wary on the front of old album covers, are hung in the kitchen and office and in the hallways. There's an enormous flat-screen TV in the kitchen, with rows of DVDs. There seems to be a lot of music DVDs, but also a box set of The Sopranos and 101 Dalmatians. Yoko Ono's hair is now cut short and is intensely black. The image of the young Yoko that's seen on this DVD set has long, flowing dark hair that was beginning to be flecked with gray by the time John Lennon was shot. There are many pictures of young John Lennon before the world began to know his face, when he was a young art student and a struggling musician in a gray, industrial English shipyard town.
A working-class hero is something to be. A working-class hero is something to be.
Working-class hero is one of the songs that I love the most. I think that video did really depict where he came from.
Liverpool. Now, you have given the house to the National Trust of
Britain?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. What's it like to be in that house?
It was very emotional. That's all I can say, in a sense. When John was trying to show me Liverpool, and saying, oh, that was my school and here. And then he said, oh, that's my house. I mean, that's the house that I lived in with Mimi and all that. But we can't go in there because somebody's living there now or something. And so we were walking away from it. And, of course, John walking away from anything or walking towards, I mean, people notice, you know. So the people at the house sort of said, John, come inside.
They knew it was his old house.
And it was very nice that they did that, and John was proud to show me. And this time, I went upstairs, and I went into John's bedroom. And John's bedroom is extremely small. A single bed is almost filling the space.
And, so, that, I mean, that would make his bedroom as a kid, about the size of the table we're sitting
exactly.
at now.
And I was standing there. This is sort of like a little space where you can stand.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, this is where he was dreaming. He was thinking about all sorts of things when he was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And all that he dreamt of became a reality and influenced the whole world.
Love,
okay.
You guys laughing in bed. Just
isn't
having
it great?
The most, yes, most mm-hmm. wonderful, mm-hmm. sweetest time.
We were just having fun. And of course, some people sort of, how dare they film that or something like that. But I mean, you know, it's good to show that we were close. We meaning, I'm talking about men and women being yeah. close. These days, more and more, many people are very scared of being close to each other or coming together, that kind of thing. And that's why I'm saying it's good to show that we were close. Not it's good to show John and Yoko being close.
Love is you.
He would have been getting near 70, right?
Well, I'm 70. He's not. He yeah. would have been, 8 years younger than me.
Yeah. Do you see things in the world today, even as you walk around and you think, I wonder what John would have said about that? I wonder what he would have thought about that?
Well, I mean, I couldn't be living all the time thinking just what John would have thought.
No, I'd have been all the time. Just
what I'm doing now, for instance, the kind of work I'm doing or think I'm doing mm-hmm. for world peace or whatever, I don't think that I'm doing it by myself. I feel that John is with me. Happy Christmas, Kyoko.
Happy Christmas, Julian.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun.
Happy Christmas, the war is over.
Yes.
It's difficult to look at those pictures.
Well, you better look at it again.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the things that I really wanted to do, because John would have wanted to as well.
I mean, I don't want to be mysterious. There are pictures of children who have been killed in acts of war.
Maimed.
All over the world.
Yeah. And that's what we're doing now. And so it should be shown now, I think.
The last public performance John Lennon ever gave is on this DVD, a birthday concert in London for producer Sir Lou Grade. John Lennon sang Imagine. His performance of that song and the knowledge that it would be the last time he appeared on stage is emotionally overwhelming for many John Lennon fans. But Yoko Ono has a less sentimental memory.
He was having great fun because it was to sort of like play to a bejeweled audience. And so his working class rebellion came out, and he was saying, well, we're going to do it this way, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he was wearing this red, strange kind of outfit, and then made all the musicians have this mask so that you see the face, but then when you turn around, there's a mask there or the face, you know. So there's something very weird going on. It's not yeah. the kind of thing that bejeweled people would like. And John knew that, and he was very sort of like, he liked the idea of doing that to them.
You may say, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you join us, and the world will live as one.
He was 40 when he died?
Yes.
Yeah. He had a very full life, didn't he?
Yes, 40 years of very full life, that's true.
Yeah.
I think it was meant like that, maybe, you know.
But that his life was meant to have that...
Well, every moment was very important, very precious when you think about it now. And also, there's a real message there as well. I think if a life is to educate us, we did receive an incredible education, and also John was really putting his life on line to be very honest to us, and I think he paid the price for it.
John Lennon was shot to death by Mark David Chapman, who called himself a fan, on December 8, 1980. The Lennon Legend DVD was produced by Yoko Ono, who spoke with us this week at her apartment overlooking Strawberry Fields at Central Park West in New York City. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.